This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, it's the final hour on this New Year's Eve. Welcome in to the G-Bag Nation. Will Chambers, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander here with you. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah.
Drive fast, take chances tonight.
No, what are you talking about? It's interesting.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. Around the world, they're already showing like Qatar and places like that. New Zealand, already the fireworks going on.
They're already
off.
There.
They're already there at the New Year's situation.
They've already made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got about 6 hours to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hoping to make it too.
You'll make it. You'll be okay.
And also, on that note, I'll say this: Eric Caceres and I will be with you tomorrow morning on New Year's.
There you go.
Starting at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. So a quick turnaround for you, eh?
6 to 10 tomorrow.
Uh huh.
So while you're all out driving around
or driving home
on New Year's Day, be sure to pick us up. We're going to have a fun time. So the brand new fan phenom.
Heard him the other day.
So, yeah.
He'll do a fine job. You'll have some fun.
Looking forward to hanging out with him. We'll have a sports hodgepodge in 20.
He's with a pro's pro in you, so he'll be fine.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you.
Give him the ropes.
I appreciate that. The news earlier today, the Green Bay Packers have claimed Trayvon Diggs off of waivers. The two-time Pro Bowler waived yesterday.
Yes.
And, so the Packers picked him up. Meaning that he did not clear waivers, or did he? How is that?
He did not clear.
Okay.
He did not clear. From what I understand, I asked Adam Schefter because he was the one that reported this.
Okay.
Adam said that he was, that the Packers claimed him. So they claimed everything. The rest of his contract. So the Cowboys save, from what I understand, $470,000 this year and then another $11.5-ish, I was told, next year. On this contract.
Okay. I said this a little bit earlier, and we don't have to rehash the whole, situation of all this stuff, but I think I really like your point on, there was some news yesterday on not, being back on the team charter from Washington and all that. It's not that. It's two years of, quite frankly, not having any kind of self-accountability.
Yeah. I would say, there's things that you as a player or as an employee, when you sign up for things and you're working for somebody, and he's employed by the Dallas Cowboys and compensated handsomely for his, you know, for his ability. And so, but when they ask you to do certain things and you don't do those things, and you know, there's
things, and not communicate them. I thought that was a better point, really, of what you were saying.
I think the lack of communication for him was really, really key in all this. And I feel like that, you know, you could kind of put up with some of the stuff as a player, not all of it, but you know, if you're playing at a very, very high level, there are things that coaches and general managers, they will let you get away with a lot of things if you're playing well.
Yeah, his brother is still on a team at the moment.
And he's playing very well.
Right.
He's playing very
well.
That's
exactly why.
Yeah, and they, you know, people are saying, well, gosh, you should have supported him. You know, Jay Tuck, those guys, well, you should have supported him. You know, it's different. I mean, hey, it's a different situation. When you are playing at a high level, they will do things to make sure that you get through it. And, you know, he wasn't playing at a high level. But just 2 years ago, this whole thing, and Jerry and Steven came out and were talking about it, is they were talking about the rehab and when he first hurt the knee, and they said, you know, he just didn't attack it. You know, he just didn't attack it like he needed to. And there's people in this organization, there's the Dax and the Overshones and guys like that attack their rehab to the point where they're almost like they're putting themselves in harm's way to maybe get hurt again. They're working at it so hard. You know, Britt Brown is going to push you. You know, Dak Prescott, those guys, they're going to work hard. And he just didn't do it. And every time they asked him, and there was a lot of talk going back and forth about, well, Al Harris was coddling him and like making, it's okay, don't worry about it. You know, hey, it'll be all right, don't worry, you know. And that's why there was some problems with Al Harris, that he was allowing Diggs to get away with things that normally you should not be allowed to get away with. And so these things started adding up. And then he decided that he wanted to get treatment. Well, okay, where was the communication? There wasn't really much communication between the people training him, from what I understand, the people training him and the current, you know, and the Dallas Cowboys staff. They didn't know. They weren't sure. Were there things that they were doing that was different? Yes, back and forth. But when you're employed by the team, you sign a contract, it's, hey, we'd like for you to train in our facility, and we'd like for, you know, whether you can hate the trainers, hate everybody you want, but, you know, here we'd like for you to do this. And once again, not communicated very well.
And help me out here, because I've been here 12 years and been covering the team pretty much close to all of it. I can't recall another time that Jerry Jones had called out another player name-wise like he did in the State of the Cowboys this year. That was a big takeaway for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know, I remember years where, you know, it wasn't too long ago. Remember the whole Lucky Whitehead deal out there? And, you know, they were asking them about it, all that, and they just weren't going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, they released him, all that stuff. There's been, obviously, you know, go down the list of all the things that have happened in the past.
Yeah.
But the fact that they brought him up in that whole situation in regards to the question with Micah Parsons' contract, I was like, this is not a good relationship. That's what it said to me.
Yeah, to me, there's a lot of things. And the 979 saying, honestly, the more I hear about it, the more I'm probably on Diggs' side, actually. That's an interesting take. You know, considering that, like, he signed this contract, and so you're kind of in that situation where, you know, the team would like to try, but it's not about, to me, it's not about, he could go and do what he wants to treatment. He even said, hey, I'm going to give up $500,000 of the easiest money you can make. They put these things in your contract. You show up, you check in. It counts as the days he's working. You know, those are days that he, you know, that's part of him getting ready for the season. And for, you know, we should have known when he decided that wasn't important to him anymore, then we should have known there's going to be some problems here.
That's so Trayvon Diggs is now going to be a Green Bay Packer. We'll see if we actually end up seeing him on the field throughout this postseason for Green Bay or what happens with him in the future. There's been something that I wanted to ask you about in regards to this team. Earlier, you talked about John Schneider and what he did in building Seattle's roster.
Yeah.
And one of the controversial things that he did in the offseason was deciding to get rid of DK Metcalf, really knowing his roster clearly with what he had in Jackson Smith and Jigba. But I think also because you can't pay everybody, you know, the salary cap is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really in the best interest of the Cowboys to re-sign George Pickens despite the phenomenal year that he had?
Is it in the best interest?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Okay.
I do.
And in doing so, and I'm not saying I know I'm kind of setting it up that I'm disagreeing.
No.
But if you don't, and let's say you get another wide receiver in the draft. We talked a little bit earlier about some other ones that you may find there.
Yeah.
And the money that you save, and as you were saying, being more aggressive when it comes to looking at, you know, linebacker, cornerback, offensive line.
Yeah.
Free agency.
Yeah. I look at the situation with George Pickens, and I could see the apprehension because George Pickens was a perfect player for you. I mean, I say perfect. I don't know if there were problems. I think there were problems with being late to meetings. I think there might have been some meetings that were missed. We know about the curfew thing. But here's a guy that when you watch him play, had a career year. It just goes to show you when you have a quarterback that was playing as well, you had the running game, you had an offensive coordinator that was locked in. To me, this is I want to bring him back because I think the offense can be like this going forward. I think that you look at Flannoy and the way he's played, I think it's been, if you want to talk about surprises.
That's another part of it, too.
It's a surprise. I think that, to me, when you start, you know, there were Tolberts and others, and then Flannoy really didn't start off very great at training camp. I mean, there was some struggle there. But I don't know if you're in a situation where, you could sit there and honestly say, okay, Flannoy as the second receiver is a lock. I can't do that. I know one thing, and I can't wait to talk to some defensive coordinators around the league after the season and talk about guys that played against him, because you could tell that people were trying to take him away. They know what kind of player. Give me that player that has that ability. Lamb, Pickens. I can only see this offense, if they figure out the tackle situation, and they're going to probably have to figure out the running back situation too, this offense can be that problematic offense. And now if you fix the defense, now you've made the turnaround here. You've got a defense that plays at a very, very high level, but an offense that people absolutely fear. And I think they fear your offense because of George Pickens.
I will co-sign on all of that if I know that I've got Brian Broaddus or somebody thinking like him in the front office. My worry with the Cowboys is that they will sign Pickens, and it will be, you know, for whatever it is, it's going to be a lot of money, and then they're going to go back to the bargain bin for the other stuff that we were talking
about. That's okay. Now, this is where I think it's important, and I said this earlier with Chief, and I know you – if you tell me that the off season is going to be sign or tag Pickens, and then bottom fish, I understand what you're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. I need you to sign Pickens and sign other guys to keep this whole idea of drafting flexibility open. That you can everybody's thinking they got to take defensive players. Every mock draft I've seen, Dallas has taken two defensive players every time. But if you do some flexibility things, if you bring in some players, if you go out and sign some guys from other teams and not bottom fish this thing, then it gives you the opportunity to maybe address the tackle spot.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it gives you the opportunity to address a position that we're not thinking. But maybe it gives you the opportunity to go address the safety position because you don't have to have the linebacker right there and you don't have to have the corner.
That's where I think it's different this year than what we've had in the last 2 years. For 2 years, I've been saying, I believe that this team is four guys away from being four guys away.
Yeah.
I don't think that anymore.
Right.
Now, look, the numbers are a little relative. It's kind of cliche-ish. I mean, if we want to put a specific number on it, it'd be different. But my point being is that they're not as far away as they were, in my estimation, the last couple years. And I think it is because of going out and getting Quinnen Williams and then, you know, getting Pickens. You brought this up earlier. You got rid of Parsons. You have no pass rush right now.
That is, I mean, to me, the edge rusher is, you know, and listen, we've had this thing, would you kick around? Now, this might force you to go be active in free agency, but if you were to give up two ones to go get Max Crosby, now you have no picks, really, day one, day two. It might force you to go and now go sign guys. You know, you're going to have to probably find some cheaper help.
You better believe it.
But it might make you now have to go do that. You know, like, okay, we don't have, you know, would you be interested, by the way, with no pass, would you be interested in trading for Max Crosby, the two ones?
Yes. Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
but because I believe that it's going to force the hand of what you were just talking about. Because if you re-sign Pickens and now you have Max Crosby, that's another contract.
Yeah,
you're going to have to find guys. Now it's going to be obviously a little bit cheaper.
That's the Rams F this picks.
Yeah,
bit is what it
totally.
Is.
Totally, and it worked.
Yeah, well, they're really good at finding like those fourth,
late round guys.
Yeah, they're really good doing that.
Yeah, Kyren Williams, you know, Puka Nacua have been, you know, absolutely terrific. The craziest, the most worthless, toothless governing body in the history of this planet is at it again. That, and guess who's coming to the Sugar Bowl, the sports hodgepodge. It's next in the Nation.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right. It's the G-Vag Nation here on this New Year's Eve here at 105.3 The Fan. Will Chambers, Brian Broaddus, and Lucius Alexander here. I'm sitting in the chair because the man who occupies this seat or has this week, Eric Chiafalo, is out at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, he's in an elevator right now. So he's going to text us. I didn't want Lucius to have to put him on hold or anything and lose him. But yeah, he's going to text us when he gets off the elevator, and then Lucius will patch him through, I know.
So we'll talk with Eric here in just a moment.
I'm excited for him being at the game. Being
me too.
Miami.
I mean,
his uncle, who's a huge Canes fan, flew in for this one. So anytime you take the family out there and have fun at it, you know, man, it'd be so cool for them to be in the stands as like Ohio State fans are leaving after the game, waving goodbye and all that stuff.
I'm pulling for Miami. I'm over Ohio State.
I tell you what, it's funny.
Fred Davis here, by the way.
Bennett, yeah, welcome, Freddie. Bennett called me from the field, so they're moving the cannon. And Bennett said, I heard him go, yeah, dad. He goes, oh, Happy New Year. And these two Michigan fans walked by and they flipped him off. He goes,
they're salty. Yeah, they're salty.
Very, very salty after this one.
Yeah I mean, I think I have no dog in the hunt necessarily. My family's all Ohio State fans. My brother-in-law is a huge one, so I want them to be happy. So if they, I kind of root only in that
sense.
So
you're leaning towards Ohio State,
yeah,
which I respect.
But it's there's something about having Miami being good again. They're, you know, not quite you know what it was in the you know 80s and the 90s,
early 2000s.
The 2000s.
Yeah.
But you know, but having those teams back, I like seeing that. I really want. And I could care less about Florida State, but I want Florida State back, too.
Well, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
You ain't lying. I saw there was a video I saw the other day posted where it was Bobby Bowden interviewing his defensive line. And it's just these dudes that, you know, wearing the bike brand shorts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and just looking like they just
like
got
Lattimore.
Done. Yeah, exactly.
Like they were going to softball practice.
Seriously. Yeah. And, you know, just mauling dudes. And, you know, the old ass. Adage that, you know, baseball's better when the Yankees are better, right?
Yeah.
Baseball's
right.
better. Football's better when the Raiders and the Cowboys are good, just for you know, nostalgia purposes. It's fun, and we're all old enough, because, well, the four of us actually are all old enough, to remember when Florida State was incredible, Miami was incredible, and, hell, Florida was really, I mean, you know, the Sunshine State used to be, you know, you had three top-tier programs.
USC. You know, I mean, it's kind of wild.
Oh, your boy Lindell White going off?
Yeah, he's really happy. Great tackling last night. Yeah, look, and Miami is playing. They have the type of roster. It's not you can have swagger, but you can have like basically, but you have nothing really to back it up with, right? You have swagger for what reason? But they really do because they are tenacious. And especially on both sides of the ball and how physical they are.
Yeah.
And that's going to be what's fascinating to me tonight on how Ohio State handles that, because the last time we saw them, they did not handle it very well in Indianapolis.
Do we feel that Mario Cristobal is kind of the new Ryan Day in the sense that he wins a lot of regular season games, but I mean, hasn't won the big one yet? Maybe him and Dan Lanning?
He's not there yet. Yeah. He's not there yet. Dan Lanning, probably, yes. I'd say.
I mean, hey, how long have we been waiting for Miami to be good?
Dan Lanning has a lot to work with.
Yeah.
He does.
A lot to work with. I think more than maybe Cristobal has.
Yeah.
I mean, Cristobal.
Well, didn't the dude funding the Miami turnaround, didn't he just get like go bankrupt or something like that?
Did he get out of jail to help more funding?
The Diaz character? I mean, that's a shady deal they got. Have you heard about that?
No. They still got Luther down there, don't they?
They still got Luther.
Yeah.
I don't think Luther's got them deep pockets going like that.
Yeah. We got our boy.
We ready?
Well, Lucius is giving
him trying
a,
it right now.
Getting him a ring.
Well, I mean, the thing about Cristobal is like it seemed every year he would have one, maybe two regular season games where he would crap the bed. I mean, bad. bad decisions and they would lose a game because of him.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't seen that in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's got a solid squad. And who knows if Carson Beck may just go ahead and do that tonight. You never know.
Like I said, I'm pulling for Miami tonight.
I'm going to go for the U too.
Might as well.
As the well, yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Not a happy home.
I think it's the other one.
Yeah.
Miami.
There we go.
I love seeing Will Chambers in the Flash.
That's Matt Eberflus right there.
That's the Matt Eberflus
doppelganger right there.
Did I tell you the Eberflus story?
Well, tell me in just a moment because I like to see you too. I like to hear from Eric Chiafalo, who's out at AT&T Stadium. All right, what's the vibe there, big guy?
What is up, my dogs? Hey, I mean, it's incredible, first and foremost. Already housed a Cowboy cheesesteak. You already know how we do, Broadus.
I know what you're talking about.
With the queso blanco, getting that thing started right. DJ Diesel, Shaq Diesel, in the Miller Lite West Plaza, put on a show. So that was good. I'll tell you, I mean, it's hard to say if there's more Ohio State or Miami fans. I will say that, but the Ohio State fans are definitely the loudest and the cockiest. All I'm hearing is O-H-I-O.
I can't even
go take a leak at the urinal without getting the O-H-I-O chants going and the Buckeye fans high-fiving each other. So that's
it's the worst. It's such
the other thing, I mean, maybe logistically, Broadus, you could help me. No one in the building can tell me how to get to Section 129. I've gone in elevators. I've gone out of elevators. I'm talking to people. There's not a single person in the building that can tell me how to get to Section 129. So we're just kind of aimlessly walking around right now trying to figure out how to actually get to our seat.
I think you might have to go up to 3.
We got a few more minutes.
Wow, you have to go up to 3. Will thinks you got to go to 3, then go down.
Yeah.
Or just go where we go to the field, run into those people that really know what they're doing, those people that are field level and whatnot, and then ask them. You know,
so you're on the Miami side, right? You're on the Miami side, right?
Yeah, we're on the Miami side for sure. I definitely don't want to be around the Buckeye crazy. I mean, they're wild. You think, like, Miami fans, rabid, wild, drunken nut jobs, but it's actually the Buckeye fans that are ridiculous. So
okay.
I'm not trying to cross over into the Red Sea. I'm trying to stay on the good side, the orange and green.
Power rank the annoyance factor with fans with the Eagles and the Buckeyes contingent.
Yeah. Oh, well, Eagles take the cake 10 out of 10. Eagles take the cake 10 out of 10. But I'll tell you, man, Will, this whole situation with the guard of Ohio State, redshirt freshman, making his first start.
Yeah.
What are we even doing here? If I'm a Buckeyes fan, I'm kind of tripping right now. Like,
Bane.
What is happening?
I put Bane over the top of that kid and see how good he can play tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, that just feels like a weird place to go ahead and throw this dude into the fire. So if I'm Miami right now, I'm thinking, okay, got to take advantage of this guy with the incredible front that Miami has for sure. But, that's a sketchy deal.
I mean, look, you're going to have – we were talking about this before you left. This is likely going to be a low-scoring game, thus a closer game. And so if they can make the impact that Indiana did, there are going to be a lot of Buckeye fans that are going to leave here massively disappointed because Carson Beck has played well the last month. I mean, if I'm your family and I'm coming in crotch first. I feel pretty good about, you know, the squad that I have. And if you go down to Ohio State, you might be going down to the likely national champions and you just kind of put your palms in the air.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how my Uncle Lou's feeling right now. Mr. Crotch for his confidence. He said Mark Fletcher, the big bully running back, is going to give him a little taste of something. And if Ohio State is all selling out trying to stop this run, then Carson Beck can be trusted to hit a guy like Malachi Toney and get it done there in a big way. So, I mean, Malachi Toney is going to have a monster game for sure. And which defense makes the play? I mean, which quarterback screws it up, right? Is it the youngster? Is it Julian Sain? Or is it Carson Beck, who's the veteran, who should be a guy who's a little bit more prepared for the big lights and the big moments? Boys, I think, speaking of big moments, I think we might have found it. I think we might have found Section 129. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at Sebastian the Ibis right now, getting after it right here in the end zone. I'm going down the stairs. I think we have done it. The lights are out and the cameras are flashing. Everybody's starting to get fired up. I'm waiting to see the playmaker, Michael Irvin, the same way. Oh,
I'm so sorry, bro. Just knocked the dude's phone out of his hand. I'm waiting to see, like, we got to get the Cowboys, Michael Irvin kind of, like, pregame Jumbotron hype speech. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Section 129.
How many Miller Lights are in danger tonight?
Hang on one second, boys. Hang on one second.
I'd like to know how many he's already put down. Yeah, with that cheese.
I think he's had some Tito's along the
way.
Okay, we're good. We're going with Tito's tonight,
Chief,
or Miller
Chief,
Lite?
You went with the sandwich. How much Tito's have you had already?
Will, you go look at the bottle I left for you in the fridge there. I put a good little
right next to the ice
in it.
Maker.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, by the way, Tim from Carthage just hooked us up. He sent me an ice maker to my house. We should have it brought it to my house next Friday.
Tim is my idol.
Tim.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Here we go.
God bless. I'm gonna dance at Tim's wedding now. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, here we go. The Hurricanes coming out of the tunnel, baby. Boy, let's go.
Get on TV tonight, please.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Chief.
Oh snap! We got a fireworks show.
Chief, call us if you need bail money. See you, man.
Go Canes, buddy. Call us if you need bail money.
Man.
We got to get him on TV.
Swapping my pick. I'm going to Ohio State.
Are you going to Ohio State?
Yeah. I'm going to Ohio State.
By the way, I've heard your record for picking games has been kind of bad.
Who said that?
I've heard. Where'd you hear from? I just feel like that you're, like, are you on
What's
a,
your source?
Are you on a 1-8 kind of picking thing going on?
Oh, man.
I do. Don't look at me. I have not said a word about your picking.
I don't know. If you listen to your show, I kind of feel like...
Give them credit for listening to the show.
Are you just saying my picks in general?
I just feel like as a show, you guys have had some issues.
Okay, there we go.
But I think you're the main culprit of the issue.
Thank you, Broadus. Yeah. Thank you. Don't let him bully you into saying what you really feel.
You got the U tonight?
Hmm?
You got the U tonight?
Absolutely, I got the U tonight.
Yeah. We can even it out right here. I got a W tonight.
Yeah.
He's on the losing
streak. That would make you 2-what? 2-9?
2-9. Better than 1-9.
Yeah. Let's not get carried away here. By the way, just real quick, who won G-Bag today?
Oh, I lost.
Alex Stein
won.
So you guys didn't do the... Did you get the one from last night about...
The broadest rant?
No. Blake being disappointed about the new prostate procedures?
Yeah, I got that sitting on deck, bro. I haven't clicked it, but I got it sitting on deck.
Have you heard it yet?
No.
I tell you what, I'd like to hear about the new prostate procedures. Let's do that next as we cross with Fan After Dark, next in the nation.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are underway in Arlington in the AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic, a 3-and-out for Miami. You took the ball first, and now Ohio State.
It's the Goodyear Cotton Bowl.
Oh, Goodyear, excuse me.
It's an AT&T Stadium, but the Goodyear
Cotton Bowl.
Let's give them some credit.
Yeah. I could actually get in trouble for that, so thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
On that. Will Chambers, maybe one final time ever, and no, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander.
Tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it'll be after that. Yeah. Joined by the Fan After Dark with Blake Elliott and Fred Davis. Thanks for setting the mood in here, by the way.
Absolutely.
Taking the lights down here.
A little taste of how McDonald's. We do things at Fan After Dark. And
somewhere Carter Freeman's throwing up right now.
You know what? That Carter, God bless him. He's okay. He's probably glad. That's probably one of the reasons why he left, so he didn't have to deal with us anymore.
That's possible.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't help it. I need to get to it. I mean, that tease of what apparently something that went down last night with the fatties.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. We're all of... between me, Lucius, obviously Broaddus.
Yeah, I'm 62.
And Sweet Willie C here. Have we all done the prostate check yet?
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to have it.
Have you had your prostate checked?
I've done it a long time ago. Yeah, I sure have.
I've done the colonoscopy.
I didn't know what it was at first.
I was going to say.
I agreed to it and then realized what was going on.
So were you guys aware that there's now a blood test for the prostate exam?
So you don't have to do the...
You do not have to have... Oh, the intrusive.
Dr. Jellyfingers?
You do not have to have Dr. Jellyfingers. There's now a blood test. And the reason I found this out was a couple weeks ago. I was at the VA getting, doing my yearly checkup. And I said, hey, I need to get this prostate thing looked at because my dad's got prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh, well, we'll just add that to your blood work because now we do blood tests for that.
Yeah.
And so I explained that on the show last night. And my co-host was disappointed to learn that you don't have to have... the finger anymore.
Well, you're into what you're into.
Blake, let me ask you a question.
That right
just let the clip play.
Or, yeah.
Just let the clip play. Oh. Let the clip play.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Did you have it? Did you tell? Yeah, nobody told Lucy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad. I thought we had
the clip.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
My bad. I see Kevin right there. I thought Kevin would have been pulled it up.
Poor Luce is just trying to get home and have a pizza.
He just wants to go. He just wants to get the hell out of here.
I apologize.
Come on, tee that up there, Lucius. You got that ready.
Sound boy.
Rewind. That champion sound. Yeah, I got it right here for you.
I thought it was there.
Gosh.
Here we go. Go get your levels checked, people. Actually, you know what? In all seriousness, I'm all seriousness here. I did for all my 40 and above men. Yeah. I just had my prostate. I just had my the blood prostate check done.
They don't do the finger thing anymore.
No, they didn't.
Why not?
They didn't.
I'm gonna say why not?
Why not?
Well, you seem a little too disappointed about that.
I just thought that was something you look forward to.
You seem a little too disappointed. Go ahead and pull that, please. Go ahead and mark that. Pull it. Whatever you need to do.
I'm just saying.
There's your. You know, it's
why not?
I'll tell you what. It seemed like Broaddus was a shoo-in for G-Bag of the Day.
Can I defend myself?
That might be it right there.
Can I defend myself? Can I defend myself before you pull it out of context?
Oh, because the why not? Was it enough?
I haven't given no context yet.
Oh, go please.
I'm just saying. I see all these TV shows of prostate exams, and I hear about it, and you know what entails in it. And I feel like it's just kind of a rite of passage of becoming a man. And so the fact that everyone else can be able to go through that, and then I'm going to be like, no, I took the easy way out. I didn't feel legit. So that's
I mean, I'm sure there's still. I mean, you know, you can still have it done. I mean, if you're hell bent on you know the old fashioned way, I mean, hey, be my guest. If that's you know whatever floats your boat, Blake Elliott.
Just making sure, bro.
Okay. Well, yeah. A hint of disappointment there.
Yeah. I was. I want to get it out the mud. I want to do it. I want to do it like my OGs.
Man. Okay.
Because why do I get the easy route? All of y'all just said y'all have done it. So then I wouldn't be able to be a part of that society. Mr. Jellyfingers, I wouldn't be able to laugh at that joke. Would I? I'd have to fake laugh at that joke. That's my point.
Well, you guys didn't go the blood route, did you?
No.
So there you go.
So they've done it the old-fashioned way.
We've done the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you had the camera stuck up your ass?
Yeah.
My daughter's mother does that.
Because I didn't say one time I would enjoy it. I said it's a rite of passage. There's a lot of things.
I'm not going to enjoy this, but I don't have to
be. I'm going to be a man.
Seriously. Which apparently you're not getting to unless you're, you know, post 40 too.
Yeah,
as well.
So he's got 14 years to look forward to. I mean, hell, they may stick eye up your ass next time before when it's your turn. So who knows? AI. Yeah.
AI.
By that time, the doctor's hands will be on your shoulders as he checks.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah. Make sure you're not seeing two hands there, buddy. That's talk about a rite of passage there. Just a little bit of warning.
Woo! Lower
back.
Yeah,
that's a. I mean, it's really not that big a deal. But the lead up to it, I remember being like, God, I was dreading it for. I mean, when I had the appointment scheduled. So
you have to eat certain things to loosen it.
No.
Right? Isn't that part of it?
What?
You have to eat?
What would you eat to loosen what?
I don't.
What are we talking about?
A gordita.
Fam?
I heard that if you had a gordita, it should slide right in, huh?
Cantina chicken menu.
Don't you got to prep yourself? I'm not even trying to be funny. I mean,
that's a colonoscopy.
If you want
okay, so I'm not crazy. Are those not kind of the same thing?
You have to one is a very simple thing, and the other is a procedure.
Yeah, it's real deal.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. Like the colonoscopy is an all day thing. I mean, prepping. As far as prepping, and then they get you on there. It's about 15 minutes.
Okay,
overall, yeah.
The
clean bill of health though. You good?
Good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Slightly enlarged, but fine.
Couldn't ring that bell for us.
I mean, that situation, by the way, I mean, because it's nothing. You know, you're asleep. I mean, you're not completely. It's the best night or, you know, best 45 minutes of sleep that you could possibly get. But the day before
you're a mess.
Awful.
I'll tell you what, though. You feel extremely light.
Yeah,
you after you do it, though.
Like a racehorse.
I mean, seriously, your stomach, they've cleaned everything out of you.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what a great feeling this is.
You know what? Just real quick, I mean, this is no colonoscopy, but I'll tell you what, speaking of feeling light, if you ever want to detox your insides, cucumber, pineapple, and coconut juice, blend it together, drink it.
I one time had that happen to me with some of that wheatgrass. You know, when you go to those, what's our place?
A health food store type deal?
Yeah.
Super Greens.
Yeah. That was a hot thing for a while.
Smoothie King.
Yeah, wheatgrass was pretty chic for a while.
They asked me, like, hey, would you like to try some of this wheatgrass? I said, sure.
Why not?
That thing came rushing out of me like it was no tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm about to divulge this, but... Blake, if there's anything that you want to really look out for and be like, you know, very wary of, it's the cystoscopy.
Mm. Where's that?
Yeah.
That goes down the middle.
Well,
down the middle.
It's a front.
Oh,
well, down the middle.
So your urologist takes care of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you awake?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
You can't. There's no going to sleep during this process.
I wish. Boy, do I wish.
Yeah.
That was the hardest procedure I've ever gone through.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, what's happening, fam?
They're checking the prostate.
Yeah,
metal
rod.
It's a camera.
But why not go through the back door instead of, I mean, why do you need to go through the front?
In order to see, when they do a colonoscopy, they're looking for the prostate.
Yeah.
Not going through, they're not looking up at your, a colonoscopy, they're looking through your colon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
this one, they're going the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. In order to see it, you have to go that avenue.
Wow.
Do a lot of people get this? Is this a...
No.
Whoa.
It's not.
You know, this is somewhat similar because I actually thought that that was somewhat of a rite of passage. And I'm texting like my stepdad and like my three uncles. I'm like, well, I had to, you know, go through this, you know, whatever, like everybody else has. And they're like, no.
No.
We actually have not.
Your doctor's playing with you, fam.
Need a new doctor.
No. My one uncle doesn't respond and calls me right away. And he's like, because he had had one. He's just like, are you okay? Like, why did you? And I'm like, yeah, as it turns out.
You know the procedure's been outlawed, right? Are you sure your doctor's practice can do
that? Yeah. Looks like you're due again. Will.
Oh, yeah.
Will's on some video now on the Hub.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Being shared for $35 a piece.
Our Tolo urologists are all dying laughing right now.
Oh, man.
It is the most uncomfortable. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
It sounds awful.
Since we're talking about your health, and excuse me if you've already answered this before, but I remember the gut stuff. Did we ever get that?
Yes.
All good now.
Yeah.
Rough. What was the main component? Because I remember you were trying to figure it out. You were like, I don't know what is happening.
So one thing about... So some doctors really, they learn about what the issue is and then what to treat it with. And... there are other doctors, some, and I went to go see one. I've got Dr. Needy Ron. Savior. She's a functional medicine MD. So they look a little bit more into why things are happening. And basically,
preventative medicine kind of vibes, right?
Well, yeah, but also figuring out, okay, you have this. Like, I was a year and a half of being bloated. A year and a half.
Damn.
And I had had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. They could not figure out what the issue was. They were trying different things, you know, a bunch of stuff I don't have time to get into. But the bottom line is that they figured out that my doctor said, you have an incredible imbalance of bad as opposed to good bacteria in your stomach. So that's what was essentially causing it. And there is an antibiotic that actually focuses, even though the antibiotic, another one was kind of what
how'd they figure that out
thing.
After everything?
Was it like a test you took and they were like, okay, here it is. We found it.
It's a,
what'd you do, Chad,
it's a feces test.
Hey, look, you can tell a lot by a person's poop.
You can.
True story.
Absolutely can. And that's why, you know, if you're going through stuff like that, you got it. And that's what they found out. They found that out. So then an antibiotic that focuses solely on
the
gut.
He said he loves cream corn and he's got some imbalance going on. So let's get this taken care of.
It's mad pebbles here, too. We got mad pebbles. We need more ropes. We need more ropes. Just mad pebbles.
Oh my god, a mouse.
Get some grain in that diet. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that crosstalk on men's health here in the G-Bag Nation.
Men's Health Network.
Yeah.
Get tested going into 2026. Watch your health, people.
There you go. There, I couldn't, you know, leave 2025 on a better note there. So you guys out there, get all your stuff checked. Great thank you to Eric Chiafalo earlier. Oh, thank you to Lucius Alexander and Brian Broaddus. I'm Will Chambers. Have a terrific New Year's, everybody. Be safe. Fan After Dark is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade.
It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.